And I think that just that flicked this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Do you worry that you're not liked? How long till you break? You're happy 'cause you smile, but how much can you fake? An ordinary boy, an ordinary name, but ordinary is just not good enough today. And now, thinking why,
welcome. You are listening to Jim and Them, episode 848, part two. My name is Mike Steele. Our Lady Peace, some the goddamn forgotten heroes of 90s alternative rock, never getting the respect that they deserve. Shout out Sue Murphy. I remember the when I talked about my adoration for Our Lady Peace. She sent me a Our Lady Peace album, like 10 years ago or something. So shout out Our Lady Peace, shout out Sue Murphy, and shout out Jeff Murphy!
Oh my God, thank you Mike, thank you Jim. Sad news, David Lynch dead at 78, RIP King. You shine brightly. Woody Allen, 89, still alive. Which just goes to show ancient Chinese secret that Chinese pussy is H-O-T-T-O-G-O. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen? Let's go. Oh, I guess she loved him a long time and she meant it. I feel like Batman.
That's a good tag.
I feel like Batman. I feel like Halo. I feel like my job, if I was in the CIA, would be to message autistic guys as Sonic the Hedgehog and try to get them to do terror attacks. It's me, Sonic Terry. You got to go fast through this Christmas parade. You got to go. Good work. Anyways, back to you, Mike.
Thank you so much. And now a man who most certainly thinks that women are certainly just things. They are objects for us to put our dicks in. Mr. Jim Scampoli!
Yo, 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 yo.
What
got it, dude. Thank you for that fine intro.
I'm kidding, Jim. I know you don't think that.
Think what?
I wasn't even listening. Women are things.
Oh, of course not. What am I, Ryan from Hooking Up, played by Corey Feldman? I mean, we go from one banger to another banger. Although I don't know if this is really a banger. I did listen. I know Mike saved it.
Yeah.
I ended up listening. I couldn't save it.
Why didn't you save it, Jim?
I just couldn't do it. I was just too,
The mind is willing, but the body is weak.
For people that don't know, there's a new AJ and Big Justice song featuring the Rizzler.
Fuck yeah.
What is this one? Breaking the Boom Meter. The thing is, it's been like kind of diminishing returns on the songs. Like I even a big fan myself. Mm-hmm. Although, kind of underrated.
Like me, who thinks the songs have always been bad.
Nah, they've been great.
Yeah,
I mean, the Christmas song is kind of underrated when you think about
it. But it's only underrated in the fact that you get to hear Big Justice go, break the
boom! Well,
the problem with this song isn't so much the song, it's the I don't know who this band is. But I don't really like them trying to be in it.
That's what I said. Oh. Like I hate this fake Jack Black motherfucker.
Yeah,
whoa.
Yeah, I don't know who AMH band is. Are they like a known thing?
There's like a fat guy with curly hair, right? I used to see them on. I used to see them on like Instagram all the time.
Oh, Adam and the Metal Hawks.
Yeah, yeah. I saw them on Instagram like constantly. Sometimes they do videos that are like. You hear the guitar, which one of us is actually playing, or like, here's us like in a venue that's empty. Oh my God, look how full it is.
Apparently they're viral on TikTok because there's like a TikTok comp.
Getting ripped tonight. R.I.P. that long ass fucking time ago in a town called Kicker.
Oh, he is doing Jack Black shit. And Jack Black watched it. It's just a lot of this, I guess.
Yeah, like they're like
a 14-minute video of this.
Like they're kind of like a fake band, sort of.
Yeah.
I don't see this fat guy Joe Barry at me.
Come on, that's insulting to Joe Barry.
I said fat guy. Joe Barry's skinny.
Now. He used to be the fattest guy we knew.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
You were fatter than Joe Barry. You don't remember when you were fatter than Joe Barry?
I weigh the most I've ever weighed right now at 160. Joe Barry used to literally weigh like 250 pounds.
No. He used to be way
a lot of people don't even know who we're talking about. Well, there's no use even discussing Joe Barry right now.
But I'm not like to tell Jeff he's crazy.
I mean, honestly, I don't think he thinks that. He's just getting you riled up. He's winding you up.
Oh, well, often Jeff just doesn't remember normal things. So no, I thought he was doing that.
No, I think he's just winding you up.
Oh, I thought you were doing that thing where you're like, yeah, that guy looks like fucking John Travolta. And it's like a woman.
I just remember you being way fatter than Joe Barry. I'm trying to see how strong I could gaslight you.
I thought you genuinely didn't remember, because that's the type of stuff you just often forget.
No.
But yeah, anyways, AMH.
Like a steel trap.
That's a drag. Screws out for.
Yeah, no, I kind of hate these guys, and it's making me hate the Costco guys, who I love. Although the Rizzler rocks every single time.
Well, yeah, of course. I bet you that I was going to say, even if this is bad, the fact that the Rizzler's in it means it's automatically better than the Christmas song.
Actually, let me see. Do they have it on YouTube? Break the Boom Meter?
Because the Christmas song is a letdown because the Rizzler wasn't in it.
Okay, yeah. Actually, I'm going to watch it on YouTube instead of Twitter.
Bring the boom.
Break the boom. Break the boom meter.
We're breaking the boom.
I mean, I thought it was going to be another parody. Oh, the Rizzler.
That's what we do. We're bringing the boom to you. If you're a believer, come follow me. Gonna break the boom meter.
We're here. Break the boom meter all across the land.
AJ.
Big Justice.
And the AMA.
Did that even rhyme? Not to be that guy.
And the AMH band.
Yeah, did that work? Did the band? What part did band go with?
Yeah, that rhymed.
The boom meter.
We're here with the boom meter all across the land.
Oh, land.
Big Justice and the AMH.
All right, man. Yeah, dude, that guy, he's worse than fucking Big Justice on Bring the Boom Christmas song.
Uncle Tony or whatever that was on the Rizzlers Christmas song.
I like
Cousin Gino or something.
I like Uncle Savasta because that's Rizzler's dad.
Okay.
Rizzler's dad. If you follow Rizzler on Twitter or Instagram, his dad's actually seems like a good guy.
Well, because you're just picking up the wholesome vibes that we get from AJ and Big Justice, though. That's the same vibes we get.
The vibes are completely different.
No, they're not. You're going in without preconceived notions like you are with AJ and Big Justice.
Now you're blinded by AJ and Big Justice.
No, I'm not because I can equally love.
But unfair to AJ.
Yeah, and that's true. You're definitely not Jim and them fair to AJ and Big Justice.
Okay.
Consume because the beat's so strong when the drums go boom.
Wait, was AJ doing the Rizzler like step and
well that's their
well that's AJ's the that's Rizzler AJ's does too. Their thing
I've only ever seen the Rizzler do it.
That is a pretty good one.
Jim, you should take that and use that for when someone like subscribes or something.
That's a good call.
That's like a perfect
that is
like,
a good
gift
one.
For something.
Gift
for
the Discord.
I mean, and also now that I'm hearing it again, I'm enjoying it
well,
more.
Well, I mean,
I just don't like AMH Band.
All of their songs have been bad, but this is better than the other ones.
No, this is not better than Bring the Boom.
It's better because
it's better
not
than Christmas.
Because it's not like generic fake rap song.
But it is. It's Beastie Boys rap song.
Yeah.
Sure, but it's better than the other ones.
It's the same as the other.
Yeah, they're doing like. Moments
earlier, you said it was worse, so it can't also.
Well it was worse.
You're saying it's better, and now you're saying it's the same.
AMH Band automatically. I'm saying style wise, it's the same. AMH Band automatically makes it worse. Rizzler brings it back.
Yeah.
Their verses. Yeah, he has a verse.
Okay.
Their verses bring it back as well. When they get on the mic, it's good.
Uh huh.
I mean, not Big Justice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rizzler.
Starting off the year, yeah, we're better than ever. Booms are getting bigger, runs are even more clever. When we're in the ring, we're always ready to go. Now, once we shred like Black Panther, I'm stealing this show.
Rocking that fucking solo.
Yeah.
Dude.
Big Justice is turning into like a man. Every time I see Big Justice, he looks like AJ.
Because he's like 13 now, right? He's
like
he's
when he makes the angry face. I'm like
13 going on 30.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like you could change. I mean, boys go through changes. Going from 12 to like to late 13, he's gonna be a whole different person.
Dude, in mere months or weeks, he's gonna be sucking his friend's dick through a hole in the wall.
That's what we do. We're bringing the boom to you. If you're a believer, come follow me. Breaking the boom, little boom. I tell you, that's what we do.
There you go. There's breaking the boom meter.
If you're a believer, come
ultimate Pokemon card. Whoa. Was it AI?
Is AJ going to come out to that, do you think, at his next match?
Ooh, I'm not sure. Maybe. And maybe AMH Band will be playing live. If it's a pay-per-view, yeah.
Well, even if the band wasn't live, that feels more like like walk to the ring to that music than than the other songs.
I would rather have him come out to We Bring the Boom to You, to be honest with you. It's more pure. My favorite thing is on all their posts now, everyone's thirsty for Mama Justice. Like all the replies are thirsty for Mama Justice.
Weird.
It makes me laugh every time. And like, Jessica, you know what? I mean, you asked for it. You're going to get it. I can't guarantee we're going to enjoy this link because, I mean, I know she DM'd it to me. I appreciate anytime people want to send stuff to the show. I definitely appreciate it. But I will have to preface it by saying I haven't screened this, so I don't know what this is. It also is a video with 3 million views. So, I mean, given I know that AJ and Big Justice have a lot of views, but still, we're in like 50,000.
All right.
So if it's something in 3 million, it might be something well covered. I don't know.
I feel like they...
Or it could be something that you think is funny and we think is garbage. That's I'm just... prefacing everything here. This but it could be great.
Yeah, you might think it
could be great.
It could be great. Could be that pig that poops on his own balls.
There's a chance that you think that the guys that loved this music video are gonna think something's lame.
It could be the greatest, the viral video. We're gonna go to the video. It has not been pre-screened. This is Chicken Pig Attack, The Return of Takeo. Oh,
6 minutes long.
And yeah, it's also 6 minutes
long.
Is it
going to be an epic rap battle between two?
I don't know. That's the thing. The thing with us, here's the beauty of us.
It's going
to
be
that, that we just
fair.
Listened to that, we're, and now we're like, ugh, we have to watch this.
Well, we just heard the Rizzler go in on the guitar solo.
But it could be good. It could be good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, sometimes people submit
Chicken
stuff.
Pig Attack is a random name.
Yeah.
It does sound random.
Oh, I've seen this.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. I get why people would like this, but it's kind of lazy.
Is it a song or something, or
yes,
is it a sketch? All right, I'm going to say, are we just going to be watching a sketch?
By no means. My reaction should not mean you're about to watch something awful, but it. I get why people liked this, but it's like there was no reason for it to be 6 minutes long, and you'll understand the part of it that's funny in 30 seconds, and then it will go continue on forever. It's also too self-aware.
Well, and also, I mean, I get it. Well, to a lot of people, we're a YouTube show, which I get, but we're also a podcast, so it's tough for me to just... for us to watch something that has subtitles because there are people listening on a podcast. But hey, these are just notes.
Isn't it a song at some point?
Or? Yeah, it must be a song.
But it's in most of it's in Japanese.
Oh, here we go.
Now begins a fight of a lifetime. We can end it.
Be
who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Hey, this shit's gay. You guys should watch Crab Rat Rave after this.
Oh no, Crab Rat.
Crab Rat Rave.
Crab Rave, sorry.
Crab Rave.
I don't want to watch that either.
we should. He is owning us because, yeah, it is another like normie thing.
Another long song.
I think it's Crab's going. Dum, 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 dum. Which is the name of the band? Because I assume Chicken Pig Attack is the name of the song?
Yes.
So the name of the band is after the name of the song?
I think it's not a band name. I think it's like
a subtitle.
Yeah, like a subtitle. Like it should be a colon instead of a dash. And again, you'll see like the thing. But
the only thing I'll say so far.
This video should have been 30 seconds long.
Well, but so far, I mean, honestly...
Put on Crab Rat.
We're a minute and 20. I still don't know what the joke is. Yeah. You said I would know what it is.
Yeah, you'll know
what
it is.
But I don't know what it is yet. But so far, what I would say, this is something that's fine to send to me to just watch. I don't know so far if it's something to watch on the show yet.
And that's what I think people will learn, like, what's good to send for the show and what's just, like, a fun thing to share in Discord.
I think when he called in and said... What do you say? Rat rave? What do you say? When he
crab rat.
I think he meant lab rat. I think he meant to go back in the gym in them archives. Was it lab rat that called in?
Well, it was lab rat too.
Lab rat too. That's for nobody. Well, that's for nobody but the OGs in the chat.
I'm lab rat.
Yeah, no, all right.
The guy that called in was lab rat too. Yeah.
That's for the real OGs. Swine with a cock, all right.
There is no escape. This is what the Flaming Lips sound like.
Is it?
Yeah, kind of. Okay, well, maybe 4 more minutes of this.
you've seen everything this video has to offer. It's wordplay because of chicken and okay, a cock so are the yeah, same cock, thing.
I get it.
And
all
it's
right.
an old Japanese man singing. Like, there's nothing more than that.
See, like, the thing is...
It's just that more... It's just more of that.
See, the thing is... I appreciate it. Like, if you want to send me stuff, absolutely. I don't... it's just because I don't want to... I don't want to make someone feel bad for sending something
sure.
to the show. I just don't know where we do with it on the show. Like, to Mike's point, we did just enjoy Big Justice and AJ.
We didn't even get to finish.
But also just because we did finish. It was only a minute 40. Yeah, like, that was the whole song. That was the end. But I guess that's just something that we like, oh, look, there's the Rizzler. Get it. This is not that different, honestly. So to Mike's point.
But it's not like we were like listening to that music video being like, woo, and hollering and like fucking jumping up and dancing. Well, and comedy songs are basically the hardest thing in the world to do.
The thing is, the comedy songs that we would play on the show are ones that were like, this is so fucking bad. You know what I mean? This is fine.
Yeah, I don't even mean like this is awful. Just like, it's just nothing. Again, it already...
Or I would play it during break, maybe.
It's already shown its hand. The thing is, we're 2 minutes in, there's still 4 minutes of this, and it's just going to be like, hey, do you like the idea that this old Japanese man singing in broken English? Do you like that? Do you like that the fact that the pig and the chicken are like two guys in costumes? If you don't like that, there's nothing here for you. And if you do, guess what, bro? 6 minutes, baby. Okay, it's all here for you.
Oh, no. Twitch is calling her N-Man.
No.
Yeah, take that, Mike. No. You sack of shit. You're N-Man. Sexting N-Man now, Mike.
Why are you sexting N-Man? That's Jim's joke.
I mean, for real, can we not make that joke? Because people are going to fucking think it's real.
No,
I'm not stoked about it.
I get
it.
I'm tagging her joke, though. But yeah,
I guess. But I don't want people to think that's a real thing.
But no, we get it.
Pull up What Does the Fox Say?
Did we play? Oh, no. I was going to say, did we play that back in the day?
No,
on the show?
No way.
If I think we played it as a goof.
Yeah, we would. That seems like something we might have done.
We did do the mannequin challenge in the Harlem Shake.
Well, we just wanted figure out what it was.
No, we didn't. We definitely didn't. Yeah, It'd be great if we went back and were doing the
Harlem Shake.
I thought you said we watched it.
We were lame as fuck.
I don't even think we watched it.
We did. We watched a bunch of them.
No.
Yes, we did.
No.
We definitely do.
Jim, you know who I am. I would not know what that is if we didn't watch it on the show.
No, no way.
He does hate Harlem.
I don't know anything about anything unless it comes up on the show.
Yeah, that's when you were doing the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah.
I was T-bowing and doing the ice bucket challenge. No, I mean, but it's not like we watched them because we thought they were funny. It was more like, hey, what's this thing that's happening? Let's find out what this is.
Yeah. Okay, it was probably someone made an offhand reference to it, and then Mike was like, what is that?
Yeah, we had to find out what it was. Yeah,
you're too busy watching T-Bowie.
You're probably right. I'm just saying it wasn't where we were like, so you guys heard about this Harlem Shake thing? No. Like, it wasn't like we had it, it for the show.
I'm just saying
or
that we did watch it on the show.
But yeah. Anyways, that's Chicken Pig Attack. these people have other songs?
Wait, this is from 5 years ago? I only recently saw it, so I thought it was some new internet thing.
Maybe it just recently caught on or something. Do they have other songs? Because this is what we're going to do
I
now.
Saw someone do the Instagram thing where, like, you know, it's like they tag it, but it's only like a 30-second version inside their thing. I saw 30 seconds of it.
Well, that's the beauty.
Later in the video on someone's thing, and I was like, what is this? And that's the only reason I know what it is.
That's the beauty of, like, Reels and TikTok, is that something that it was a trend a decade ago, all of a sudden it comes back because the young kids find it.
Because when I watched it first, I was like, is this just like a weird Japanese man that yodels? But then he starts saying like, I'll fucking kill you. I'll get like, then I realized I was like, oh, it's like he's in on the joke. Never mind. This isn't funny because he knows what he is. If he was like some earnest Japanese man who thought that he was making something good, you can find a world where like it's entertaining.
Well, no,
or
it's
likeable.
The Gregory brothers. Isn't that the guys that did Auto-Tune the News?
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Oof.
I think it's those same dudes. But no, this is where this turns around, and now I'm like, this is great, Jessica, because I realized they have the Rat Attack. They have cow attack. They have a bunch of attacks.
Wait, so the guy said rat. Did he say rat attack?
Well, he said rat rave, right? Or crab rave.
Oh, okay.
Maybe crab rave's on here too. Now I'm kind of getting on board. Jessica knew what she was doing because now we have a whole series of attack videos to watch. Shit.
Maybe I didn't even see the one that she shared. Maybe for all I know, I saw pieces of some of these other videos.
Maybe you saw
it.
Never underestimate a cow.
Yeah.
Maybe I did.
This is cow attack, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it's animated
the
even.
Just below the tree line.
We'll be untraceable. Who are you?
Washa, da you no sampo shiteru mono da.
Jim loves
Jim
it.
Likes it.
Well, because now I'm like, okay, it's the guy from the pig, but now he has a cow and he's animated.
Yeah. Zeiben to stress kakaitaru na.
I think now I realize I just didn't know the lore.
You needed to be introduced. It's like when you give an album a second listen.
No, it's like when if you just showed someone the Rizzler, they'd be like, "What? I don't get it."
That's true.
They kind of would get it.
Jim, I've had to do that
multiple
times in the last 2 weeks because I have a bunch of Rizzler stickers on my phone, and when I use them, I've had multiple people be like, "Who's that? Why do you keep sharing this little kid with me?"
Like they would understand the magnetism of the Rizzler, but they'd still be like, "Well, why are you showing me this?" But then once you start setting up the lore a little bit, like, no, he hangs out with the Costco guys.
Never
he raps.
Made a cow.
He now it's like,
never
well, no,
underestimate a cow. It's cow attack.
Because now it's like it's not just pig, and what was the other one?
Jim, it's funny because it's a cock.
Sure, watch Never Underestimate a Cow, have a few laughs.
So do you think the cow is, what is the cow innuendo there?
That its udders are like boobs?
Tit attack?
Maybe not that brazen.
No, like a nipple?
Yeah, a little more subtle. Maybe.
Nipple sucky fucky.
Well,
sucky fucky. Hey, sucky fucky.
What if we're the video?
Italian and Jim is turning Japanese.
What if our video is the video someone's trying to share? That the Jessicas of the world are sharing with their friends.
Yeah.
And then they're like, this sucks.
Hey, Nagasaki Obi.
All right, now I'm completely on board now.
Precious cow.
Never underestimate.
All right.
Jeff loves it now.
This is full circle.
Jeff
dude.
Hated it the most, and now he's super happy.
I don't like it.
Yes, you do.
I don't like it.
Jeff loves it. For listeners at home, this one's animated. The last one was live action.
For the listeners at home, enjoy.
But you see what I mean? Like, if this was a guy that didn't know what he was making, it would be much better than if it's being made intentionally. Like, you know, like when someone tries to make a B-movie, it's not as good as someone that accidentally does it. This, a yodeling Japanese man speaking in broken English, you can picture a world where those videos are fantastic. But this is, like, done on purpose.
Yeah, this is that guy in the robe that's like a DJ and he thinks he's funny.
Oh, what's his name? Something Rubelay or something?
Yeah, Mark Rubelay.
Mark Rubelay.
It's only
that guy
funny.
Should be shot in the head.
No, it's only funny when there's like an innuendo about the animal. Like when you think it's a cow and then it's just a big fat titty that you suck on. That's when it becomes fucking hilarious.
It's a sucky fucking cow, Anderson.
I'll beat your ass. Oh, move out of the way.
There it is.
Man, not sexual enough for me. Needs to be something about a titty and
thumbs
some milk
down from Jim Scambola.
Yeah, let's see. Maybe the rat one's good.
Maybe the other three.
Well, Jim, they might get there.
Let's see about rat attack.
Rat!
This is like fucking. This is like on cinema. It's got like an ongoing story.
It's kind of, remember the early RLM episode one reviews, how the Plinkett stuff started getting more and more elaborate, but then also had diminishing returns.
Yeah, they ripped that off from on cinema, I think.
Chicken time.
Burger.
Right. Let's just get to the rat already.
Jim's fed up.
Here we go.
Where you're far away from home, just from this melody, you know you are not alone. You see a tiny hairy friend.
Are these guys taking advantage of this Japanese or Chinese man?
Yeah, just
or this Vietnamese man or this Korean man?
I don't think so, because again, some of his lyrics are like crass, and so it just feels like
Gregory brothers wrote it.
Yeah, well, but maybe still, he doesn't speak English.
This guy probably doesn't speak
of
English.
Oh, like it's full phonetic singing?
Yeah, yep.
Maybe.
Listen to this old one.
This guy thinks this is like Ben. This ain't fucking Ben, bro.
That's not true. It's just like Ben.
Like, honestly, this fucking fucks my head right up my own ass. Like,
what's that mean?
It fucks my head up my own ass, Mike. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why people keep showing up for these videos.
Oh yeah.
Like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Why are we still 2 million views? Why are we still following the adventures of this man and his animals and his yodels?
I guess it just feels like classic internet video to me.
Some videos just feel like home.
Yeah, this doesn't feel like home to me.
Some videos just feel like home, Jim. You'd get that if you were a normie like me.
Yeah, I think this is for people that grew up watching Fred.
I grew up watching Fred. You would understand.
Because they won me over with the cow one, mm-hmm. and then the rat lost me all over again.
Well, let's check out the other two.
Yeah, no, we gotta finish this. We gotta finish the story like Corey. Cody Rhodes would want us to do.
Yeah, if Cody found out that we didn't finish the story, he would be furious.
What was the original then?
Well, 7 years ago.
Oh, the original was Chicken Attack. Oh, so the cow was the most recent one? Mm. Yeah, never underestimate. And it's the best one. It shows that they learned from each one as they were going. And so they also have, what, all these... like Weird Al and fucking whatever.
Biden versus Trump featuring Weird Al.
Chrissy Wake Up, Stranger Things, but we songify it.
So they're still just auto-tuning things.
Yeah, man. Good for the Gregory brothers. I think they invented reaction videos as well.
2 years ago.
Oh, really?
They invented like Gen X reacts to millennials or whatever, like that type of shit.
I've never heard of them, but I guess I've heard of the things that they
propagated.
I mean,
they did Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife, the song. They auto-tune the news was these guys.
Right.
But I mean, yeah, this is a few years ago, but this is probably one of their 18 channels, you know what I mean? But all right, last one. We'll just hear the original from 7 years ago. This is even predates Chicken Pig Attack. This is just Chicken Attack.
Oh, this is the one I saw. Oh,
okay.
And you'll know exactly when I realized it was a bad goof. Right. Chicken Attack. Chicken Attack. What you want back before the face to play? As soon as he cussed, I was like, oh, okay.
Now, this guy thinks he's Stephen Chow, and he is no fucking Stephen Chow.
Stephen Chow.
Who's Stephen Chow?
Shaolin Soccer, my dudes.
Oh,
Kung
yeah.
Fu Hustle, my niece. My nieces.
My nieces.
My ninjas. Okay, but we get it. Yeah. It's an epic tale of yodels and Japanese.
He's an old Japanese guy. This could be his life work. Who knows?
I guess in a weird way, like, I can picture, not this specific thing, but I can picture being like, oh, I found a thing on the internet that I like, but it's not the type of thing where I'd be like, hey, everybody come check this out. Like, well, sometimes you just like stuff, but it's not like the shareable type of thing you like, I guess.
Well, every Japanese man, it's like the man who has a 100-year-old turtle. He's like, my wife grew very ill and I took care of this turtle.
Or yeah, he is a famous Japanese yodeler. This was even before these videos.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, the Gregory brothers took advantage of him.
What are they?
And everyone just clapped and fucking raised the roof until there was no roof. And now we got fucking SpaceX falling out of the sky. We're all fucked.
Yeah,
all because of this shit.
Yeah, crashing down on our summer camp. Is the Japanese yodeler a yoda?
You haven't seen SpaceX falling out of the sky,
yeah,
Mike?
It's coming down. Yeah, that's what the fog is. Pieces of SpaceX.
There was a legit alien invasion was happening, and they tried to tell us it was pieces of SpaceX.
I regret everything.
Is a Japanese yodeler a yodoku? Yodoku. Gong.
I gotcha. I think it is.
I think it's Sudoku, Yodoku.
This is it, Mike. See, this is this was only like days ago. This is the end of the world, pal. Pally, don't get used to your fucking Japanese yodels that you love so much.
Yeah, take those Japanese yodels right up your ass. Rikura.
Oh, wow. Holy shit.
Rikura.
That is crazy looking.
Jessica, you guys gave a fair chance. What can I say? No, you actually opened my eyes to a rabbit hole I didn't know existed, and in the end, I was appreciated for it. So thank you. Because it reminded me that we raised the roof too much.
So what are people like conspiracying this into?
I mean, it just looks like, hey, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, that's an alien.
And then everyone's like, well, it's just SpaceX. And we're like, oh yeah, sure it is.
Okay.
I bet.
Oh, so they're saying like, oh, it's like Cloverfield monster splashing down?
Because it does look like that shit. Gotcha. It looks like when the Transformers fell.
Sure.
when the Transformers landed. Remember when they landed and they were just like running around as gray robots and they were like, oh, look, a car. All right, I could do that.
I'll be that.
I can hang here. You don't remember the original movie?
They come down as normal robots?
Well, they do that
The shadows a little, so you don't... They're kind of just like grayish, like humanoid things running.
It's same with Beast Wars. In Beast Wars, they're kind of like lurking in the shadows until they turn into a gorilla.
I thought their whole thing is they just happen to look like trucks and cars.
No.
They're literally trying to blend into wherever they live. That's why in Beast Wars, they turn into animals.
To Jeff's point, though, like...
When they're on Cybertron, aren't they trucks?
The recent Transformers 1 does bring that back as well, where, they're on Cybertron and they just like turn it into cars. But yeah, the Michael Bay movie kind of tries to rationalize it a bit. Who's on the line?
Obama.
Oh Jesus.
Obama.
What's up, dude?
Obama. Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Hey, what's up, man? We got a twofer this episode.
Are your ears burning?
TV
What's up?
Death Lord back from the dead.
Who? How are you, my dude?
I got fired. Yes, I got laid off. And
that sucks.
Fell off of the podcast, but now I'm all caught up. The only thing I'm not caught up in is if you guys could give me a recap on the Feldman, the Feldman, and the Feld Dog of the Year. I missed the New Year's hang.
Did we not say it on the show, who won?
Oh,
maybe
shit.
We didn't.
Maybe we only ever brought that up on the New Year hang.
I've been getting caught up on the podcast, scum here.
Yeah.
Podcast scum lord. And, I didn't hear, any of that. And I think, I don't know if Corey got it, took down, but it wasn't posted.
I think you're right. And I think we may have mentioned offhand that Eric did win.
Yeah.
Feldman of the Year. Who won? Now I'm spacing.
Heather Don May won Feldman of the Year.
Heather Don May won Feldman of the Year.
And if I don't, I believe Rizzler? Japan won the Feld Dog of the Year.
Oh, he beat out the Rizzler.
The Japan trip. Well, the Eric beat the Rizzler. And then I believe the trip to Japan, or was it the Streamathon? Now I can't remember.
Or because I remember the contenders was also like. The listeners.
Oh, no, it was our AI songs. Our AI songs won Feld Dog of the Year.
Yes.
That's what I voted for, baby. Episode 812.
Oh, hell yeah.
All
great
right,
vote,
love
dude.
You guys. I'm gay. Balls in my face.
Thank you.
Obama.
That was a great call. That was a great call.
That was probably his best call ever.
I'm gay, Obama.
Obama, I'm gay. Suck me off.
They got laid off because I said I'm gay, Obama.
I hope you. I hope you found a new gig, my dude. Shout outs to you, DB Deathlord. Let me think here. Ah, okay. Actually, Mike.
Yes.
Let's get back on track, everybody.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Everybody,
I really
calm down.
I really steered us in the wrong direction.
No. This is a great part too. Let me see. Hold
I'm
on.
So
Where
sorry.
Is it?
No, please. Let me apologize, Jim.
Have you seen this video this week, Mike? I mean, I'm sure you haven't.
Give me the gist of what happened.
Well, the thing is, I want to see.
What I'm looking at, I have not seen.
I hope. Okay. The thing is, I want you to have not. Have you seen this, Jeff? I assume you've seen it. This video of this guy in his car.
It'd
be great if neither of you have seen it, because I want you to know if you understand what's happening in the video.
Okay.
It's a quick video. It's 14 seconds long.
I don't believe I've seen this.
Hi, how are you? Good. Have you been here before?
Yeah.
Sir, you need to leave. Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
So did you see what happened there?
Okay.
Do it again.
So does he have his penis on?
Good. Have you been here before?
Yeah.
Sir,
his pants are off.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, his penis isn't out, but he doesn't have pants on.
Oh, he doesn't? I didn't even notice.
It almost just looks like he's wearing shorts.
he gets upset.
But he pulled up to one of those, it's a bikini barista place. So it's like, there are these drive-thrus where it's, just girls come on
like Hooters
bikinis.
For coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, so she filmed him because he pulled up, no pants. So he drove away. And I guess this went viral. And then he went home and killed himself.
All right. Well,
I mean, I don't mean to like laugh that he killed, but it's just like, what a turn of events. Like, I get it.
A charger.
Was he doing it for clout reasons? Did like they find a TikTok account where
I don't think this is clout.
No. Well,
I get what you're saying. Yeah,
the idea of like, I'm gonna be the guy that shows up to that place without my pants on. Like,
from my understanding, no, it was just that. Like, I think his family just says that he's bullied or he was online. The thing is, I mean, it must be a nightmare.
Yeah,
I mean, it must be a nightmare to like people that you know. If this video is going around and they see you,
we say this all the time. Fault or not, it doesn't matter because like everyone in the world's gonna come after you, and that's gonna suck.
But I mean, I guess maybe not in his inner circle. I was gonna say it's gonna blow over, but then again, I guess people in your circle, it's probably not gonna blow over.
Did they catch him jerking off, or did he just simply have no pants on?
It was just they were just everyone was just clowning him for like basically getting like not literally exposed, because again, you can't see anything in the video.
Yeah.
But like you can kind of see that he doesn't have pants on.
Well, and the first comment is, what was he expecting to happen? Yeah, like they were just gonna be like, hey.
Yeah.
Well, and like I don't even mean to I don't mean to trivialize what happened, but this isn't that embarrassing. If this is the video, if this is the only video and this video went viral and everyone was like, oh bro, like it wouldn't it be way worse if he got like caught like straight up jerking off?
That's what I was thinking. That's what I mean.
Or like some guy was like zooming in and was like, look at this fucking dude beating his meat at the fucking coffee place. Or like she chased him down and like he had to pull his pants. Like something like actually physically embarrassing happening. Where in this video, all the embarrassing stuff is what you're filling in the blanks with.
That's what I mean. Like you would expect this more so in like a Dr. Pepper guy video. Like you'd be like, oh, the guy Dr. Pepper guy beat up went home and killed himself or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like I feel like, dude, give it a month. It's probably going to settle down a bit. Like
try it again later with a different girl.
Well, and there's a lot of like, again, now I'm just basically saying like, what if I was in this situation? I feel like there'd be a lot of wiggle room for me to lie and try to like save some face in this, right?
Yeah, because it was laundry day.
I'm just saying like, you're undeniably a creep, but there's different levels of being a creep that
look
this guy
happy.
Can like save himself from.
Look
right?
how happy he is when he rolls. No, I agree. Yeah. Like there feels like, I guess it's hard to deny it. Like obviously you can't, you'd be like, no, it wasn't.
But that's the thing. It's like we've even brought this up in the pedophile videos.
Yeah.
At some point in time, you're like, okay, I'm in it.
He's like, yes.
And you watch the guys do that and be like, well, yeah, I talked to him, but like, I wasn't actually going to meet him. Or like, well, yeah, like I sent my picture, but I never asked for pictures. Like you see them start going like, cool, the bomb has gone off. what can I save from the explosion? This guy, like, the explosion's relatively small.
Love you guys. Sorry for the lame video.
Jessica, thank you for the super chat. You don't have to be sorry. It ended up being a fun discussion, I feel, and I did discover something. The only thing I would say, like, the only thing I was saying at the beginning is just that, just keep in mind that, like, if something, it's weird. It's almost like we don't bring stuff that we legit think is funny to the show. You know what I mean? If we think something's funny, we maybe will share it amongst ourselves and maybe bring it up during break, or maybe, and offhand, we might bring something up real quick. But it wasn't bad. Thank you. We appreciate it.
What I will say in this guy's defense is I clearly see someone wearing jeans and a t-shirt in this reflection.
Yeah.
So I don't know what a bikini barista is. And also, maybe he came here every day. He's like, fucking Brian, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Do it, Brian. Today's the day.
Well,
all right. Okay. Big smile. Let's go. Yeah. I'm out of here.
I was going to ask, is he like autistic or anything? Because he seems like Jeff said, like, kind of like
Charger.
He pulls up and she's like, hey, you. And he's like, hey, what? Like, he doesn't. That's why I wondered if he had his own account where he like did goofs, because he seems like chill and happy as she approaches him.
I kind of go the other way though. Like, I doubt she's filming every car that pulls up. I feel like maybe he's done this before and it's like, oh, here comes that fucking guy again. I'm gonna film him this time.
But that's why I wonder.
I'm just all speculation.
But why is he
know.
So chill about it then?
Because I think weirdos are chill. I think
that's why I said, is he autistic or
it's
something?
So funny.
I don't even think being autistic, I think just creeps pervert. Can be like that, like that's why? Part of it, maybe. But again, it's
I
all
like
speculation.
That his pants are at the very least pulled all the way down to his
if
knees.
If rolling up to the drive-thru with no pants is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Yeah, absolutely, Eric.
Because he either has no pants on or they're all the way down his thighs, because his whole thighs are out. Like,
yeah,
when you
yeah.
look in there, it looks like he has no pants on.
He can just argue that he's wearing a Speedo or like, oh, no, you don't understand. Short shorts are in now.
They are. I mean, yeah. Again, I didn't even occur to me that he wasn't wearing pants, like, just in what I saw.
No, because that same thing happened to me. This popped up on my feed of this guy, and I was like, what was the problem?
Has any other details come out? Has the lady with the video said, given more context or
Let
anything?
Me see. TMZ
again,
had an article.
Not to, like, it's not like I'm not ready to condemn him. I'm just curious, like, why he killed himself, because I'm not, I'm, again, yes.
She's got a kid, too.
The video is embarrassing. To an extent, but in the grand scheme of things, the type of things we've seen people get caught doing or like get exposed in the middle of, like, this is like super fucking low on the list.
It must have been that devastating to him.
He's also acting so normal.
Who's on the line?
It's me, the guy.
Yo. I don't know why that's my name still, but, I was gonna try to give you guys more context about this.
Okay.
I don't know if you found it or not. Apparently, this guy had a wife and a kid.
Oh, yeah. I just saw that. Yeah, he had a wife and a kid.
Okay, see that? Now we're getting to the point where why this guy would, like...
The wife lost his pants.
Like, getting caught when you're a single guy and maybe your buddies are making fun of you, but now this is suddenly like, shit, am I never going to see my kid again? Does my wife know the weird shit? Okay, this is making a little more sense now.
Yeah, I don't know if this other thing's true either, but I saw somebody said like he had been around, like he looped around the building a couple times and that's why they were filming. I think that's speculation
that
too.
That makes
but
more sense. Yeah.
I feel yes. like there has to have been, he had to have either been there before or that does kind of track, because I don't think they're just have their phone out and filming every
yeah.
single person.
Because like we've seen videos of like security footage of like a guy, like remember the guy that was like in a subway or something, and he pulled out his dick and started beating off behind the lady by like using the ATM,
yes,
and then came on her. Imagine if that guy got caught. Now that is something that you go home and shoot yourself for, right?
Yeah, I think that guy was in that movie Hooking Up with Corey Feldman.
Yeah, yeah. So I see this video and my brain immediately goes to stuff like that, and I go, why is this guy shooting himself? But context like that kind of like makes the math make a little more sense, at least.
Well, this is a crazy move, too, because when would you ever want to show someone your penis sitting down?
Yeah. Hey, stuff, right? Check that out.
It's either like shriveled up or just kind of pointing at your stomach.
That is a good point. Maybe he was inspired by the movie. He probably watched it.
He probably watched Hooking Up and he's like, man, if only I could be the real life Ryan.
Yeah. Go sexually harass everybody. The last thing I wanted to say, I don't know if Jim ever saw it. This has been all over my Twitter. But, yeah, they gave it a name. This is the Goonicide.
Oh, I didn't see that.
The Guna side.
The
yeah.
Guna side. I like that.
I love it, bro. It's fucking it's so stupid.
He got Guna sided.
The Guna side. Oh, thank you,
but
man.
But that was it. Yeah, yeah, no problem. Brain rot. Yeah.
Thank you. Good call. See, that's what I needed. I needed that context.
Okay, Billy, you have to switch seven schools.
Well, and also, yeah, Kevin Esquire in the Twitch chat, total Streisand effect. Absolutely. Like, that's just, like, you're making it bigger than it would be. Like, the fact that he killed himself makes this way more of a headline.
Yes.
Then, yeah, it probably still would have been a video shared around and, like, you know, people close to you probably saw it and word got out it was you.
Yes.
But, like, now it's, like, tattooed on your tombstone that you're the guy that killed himself, like, after going to the, with no pants on, to the bikini barista.
This is, like, like, the alternative is... Your boys clown on you. Your wife's probably pretty pissed, but like nothing actually happens, like in the grand scheme of things. But now everyone's at your funeral thinking about this, whether they want to or not.
Yeah, they have you in the drive jacket and you're embalmed like the Puerto Rican guys with your glasses. You're sitting,
just
in, your
sitting in a chair.
You think he's listening to Drive when he's pulling up? Yeah. Real human. Here's that guy that listens to Drive and pulls up to us. The song Drive by Drive.
I think he was listening to like Chicken Rat Kung Fu or whatever the fuck that was. Yeah.
He was listening to the awesome metal band or whatever, the epic Hawk band. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's just cranking We Broke the Boom Meter.
We broke the boom!
He called me the Rizzler. I'm the Panther dressed in black.
Here comes that pervert again. Quiet down now.
Yeah, the Jim and Them pervert. What if you had a Jim and Them pervert?
Favorite part of the show. He has to turn it down.
We had a Jim and Them pervert instead of a Jim and Them killer.
Well, yeah, he killed
himself. Well, technically he's the Jim and Them killer.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, Goonicide.
The Jim and
Them
Goonicider. He is a locker room goon.
That's the original Jim and Them crew.
You know what? Honorary jersey in the rafter for this guy. Yeah. For the ultimate goon.
The motorist, Nautica Malone, began his journey towards death last Wednesday when he pulled up the drive-thru line at Bikini Beans Coffee in Tempe, Arizona.
He began his journey towards death when he willingly chose to expose his penis.
He was approached by an employee who noticed he did not have pants on while taking his order. Police said the employee told the manager as Malone rolled up to the drive-thru window, still naked from the waist down. The manager allegedly whipped out her cell phone and recorded a video who was masturbating.
Okay, that's also more context.
Yeah.
I was like, was he jerking off or was he just like a weirdo with no pants on? Again, splitting hairs, but when suicide...
It's a big difference.
Well, yeah, when suicide is the end game, then splitting hairs start mattering.
On the night of Malone's suicide, members of his family showed up at the coffee shop and were aggressive with the staff, stating Malone had killed himself over the incident. I love that they're blaming them.
Yeah,
that's like classic blame the victim
when
shit.
When you're riddled in grief, you're going to make some weird decisions.
Oh, I get, but that's kind of like, what were you wearing? That's literal, what were you wearing?
Yeah, thank God they didn't have a Waffle House inside that coffee shop. Well, but like, they would have destroyed it.
I've told you how many times like someone almost hits me with their car and they yell at me just because they're in like a weird situation where they're like, well,
they
fuck
got,
you.
They got no pants on and they're jerking off. You get in the way.
I was at the crosswalk when I had my pants off jerking off.
Hey, you turn around. You're like, what? They're like, oh, blow their head off. Oh, hi, nothing.
Let me see. I just wanted to see because I think one of these had some of the posts from the family. Maybe it wasn't this one.
There's got to be one goofy cousin
this
that's
is
like
some other guy.
The one cousin that's not allowed at the funeral.
Did you
that's
see
just
that,
like,
that quote, rascals be pulling up with their Jones out.
Chick go ham. Rascal, yeah.
Rascals.
Granny Fee.
Rascals be pulling up.
We asked this 9-year-old
grandma. The man who went viral for exposing himself to a woman in the drive-thru? He ended his own life the next day. And people are actually saying that the woman who uploaded the video should be culpable for his death.
Oh.
This is 27-year-old
Nautica Malone. No,
Chip, guys, from Tempe, Arizona.
The new people don't know. We don't have to do it.
I'm surprised. I don't think that audio is still playing anymore.
They have no idea.
Oh, it came from Twitch. Twitch had it now. Well, yeah, they have a quote. I don't know if it's from one of his family members from their Facebook or Twitter or whatever. This the bitch that went out to my son's car and recorded this bitch video or bullshit video that caused him to take his life. She invaded his privacy by going up to his car. Please share the pictures of this bitch so that we can make her pay. Justice for Nautica, baby boy. Your mom's fighting for you. I'm not going to rest until you have peace. Love you, my son. Gone way too soon. Let's make this girl pay, please. Everyone share this picture with all your friends on every social media platform. Thank you so much in advance for your help. Dude. That really is kind of like, let's murder this
lady.
And
it's great. It's like, is this picture cropped? What's the top of this picture? Like, nothing. Because it's the same reflection used to accuse her of wearing jeans. Because if you expand the picture, it's his skinny legs and he apparently grabbing his ball bag.
Well, I mean, Nautica is up in heaven looking down with a big smile on his face.
Yeah.
Because this is best case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
He killed himself after, jerking off to baristas, and his family is like, this poor boy, he was taken away from us, and they're to blame. Like, no one is like embarrassed of him. No one is like, oh God, this was our son. Oh, we hate that this is like how he went out. Everyone's just like mad at this lady. This is like this is the best possible version. If you go out and kill yourself after doing something embarrassing, for everyone to like kind of be on your side.
Yeah, so Nautica Malone, what would it be? Like, not appearing under the inside.
Not appearing.
Creeping.
Using trousers.
At my, I don't know. We're trying to do Bubak Shakur.
Nothing ain't
under the interior car. No.
We're trying to blowing ounces of piff and constantly smoking high as kites using Rillos.
You can't just capture lightning in a bottle two times on there.
As you can see, he's driving a black Charger and he pulls up to the window to place an order at a fast food place. He's not wearing any pants at all, and the worker calls him out for it. She says she's going to call 911, so he drives off. She posts the video calling him out for being a perv, and the video goes viral. The next day, after everybody recognizes him and word gets back to his wife and child, he ends his own life. But the crazy part is, people are actually defending him, saying that the worker should have never posted that video.
He cuts off his ponytail and then stabs himself.
He says that on the stomach, his pants fall down. No!
Bullying on social media. This is another family member, I guess. Bullying on social media should be a crime, especially if someone chooses to hurt themselves. This woman decided to take things in her own hands and not report what potentially happened to corporate offices because of her ignorance. Someone chose to hurt themselves. We need to use our social media as a tool to encourage positive behavior, not to encourage people to harm themselves or potentially take their lives.
If you're going to have a take, that's the take to have.
Kind of, but that's also, that's almost a similar, like, that's not far off if, say, someone else killed themselves for a different reason, and then you blame the family because of XYZ, you know what I mean?
I'm just saying, if like you're going to have a pro this guy take, hey, he did the wrong thing, and she was right to try and do something about it. She shouldn't have gone online to shame him. She should have gotten the authorities and her job involved, and he should be punished. But he'd still be alive. I think that like that's what they're going. Like that's the angle you have to have if you're going to try and defend this guy.
But the thing is, you can't. Yeah, if to defend him. But I do get like you kind of have to shame these like we saw like creeps in Target and stuff.
I'm just saying if you're going to be anti this woman, this is like the only stance you can take that like you even have a leg to stand on.
But also we're not going to hold the bikini baristas accountable at all. Like I can get a 2-squirt mocha and I'm not supposed to jerk off.
Yeah. Right.
2-3 squirts. They ask me how many squirts you want. And then they just go,
I've got my dick out in my car. With
I'm
my
like,
dog.
Matcha, please. Hot.
I've got my cock out in the car with my dog. I'm asking for a pup cup.
Yeah. Pup cup for my dog's penis.
This is actually
like, sup cup, blah blah. It's just a hole. I'm sucking it.
This is similar. There was a news story from last year that I never got to. Hold on. I think the super chat's coming through, so I'm just giving it a minute.
Well, then, really quick, would it be funny if he's like, "Yeah, I'm here to pay," and he's got his dick in his wallet, but he's like, "Go ahead and reach in there and grab money." And it's like the popcorn trick, but with his wallet.
Hashtag no pants for peace.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, do you know what time it is? He's doing his dick pulled over his wrist.
But there was a lady that She got arrested on the beach.
I remember this one. This is the same story.
Yeah, she got arrested on the beach for, like, masturbating, and then she killed herself. She killed herself shortly after.
Yeah, she was, like, sticking a vibrator in her cooter.
Because this is just the body cam footage. Like, they come and get her. She's just hanging out at, like, a... let me take this back a little. She's at, like, a beach bar somewhere.
How did...
And they just come and get her. Like, look, she's just hanging out, having a beer. And they must have gotten a call or a report or something, and they come to pick her up.
How does body cam footage like this get out?
I think it's public.
This is most of what I watch on
even
YouTube.
For stuff like this.
I think because
there's no
it's,
footage of her like twat getting squirted.
Yeah. It's not like a sex video. It's just the arrest video. But I think it's similar to like 911 calls. If you file the right paperwork, you can get it's supposed to be like transparency for
It's whole channels.
Yeah, it's similar to like, you know, it still would happen, but it's a more modern day version of like, I remember my parents would read like the police reports in the news or whatever, like that type of shit, where everything has to be kind of transparent for the community.
Were you supposed to be, were you doing something you weren't supposed to be doing?
What? I don't know how they get this on you if they don't have video. Do they have video, maybe?
I don't know.
Well, my guess is if
you just say no, and then, like...
Prior to coming here.
The officers attempt to question the woman about the complaint as delicately as possible, given the circumstances.
Were you at the beach at some point in time?
Okay, I don't understand...
So they think she was just on a beach towel, like, fucking jamming a vibrator.
I was sitting on my towel. Nobody was around me.
Okay, and you were over at the beach?
Like, I was near the water.
Near the water?
Yeah.
Okay. It already sounds super suspicious. Like, yeah. Nobody was even right by me or anything.
And they saw you doing something you weren't supposed to be doing.
No, that's not true. Okay, look, is this something that my phone should be off for or on for?
You can, whatever you want to do. It's your right. If you want to record this conversation, you can. But we are also recording, so.
Okay. Can you show? I mean, who did I offend? I don't understand. What did I do? What did I do?
So apparently, you're masturbating on the beach.
Who saw that?
I mean, a couple people.
Bad answer.
Although the woman's actions, if proven to be true, are
considered
a crime.
So she just thought no one was around.
But notice
the
grin on this officer's face as the woman realizes that someone caught her in the act.
They didn't. That's not true.
Why would they call us?
Okay, because I was by myself. Now I will tell you this: the only way that somebody would have called you is if it was a military operation. They're fucking doing this.
Military.
Never mind. Okay, so.
No, she must be buzzed.
What is she talking about?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Was it an anonymous call?
Her chip got turned off.
She does have a Bud Heavy. She's been sipping Bud Heavy rubbing her fucking gooch.
Is that her angle? Is this one of my buddies? Or do you think she actually thinks like it's not real yet?
I think that's her angle, but if that was her angle, she should have had it earlier because... Her first answers were kind of like, no, I was by myself. But then it's like, oh, where's the camera? What's going on here,
guys? That would be a good angle.
Yeah, let me just get something out of my...
Yeah, anytime.
Blows the bear head up right there.
Step back.
Well, and you know what's weird? And I guess this is probably exposing a double standard, but like, I feel like a guy would be way more embarrassing like if it was revealed he was on the beach jerking off than if a... like. It was exposed that a woman
started
was
running.
On the beach masturbating. Like, it's just kind of not looked at the same way. Like, I feel like this lady, if it was just like, yep, that's her, and yep, you did it, no one would be like treating her in a way where she should kill herself, I guess.
Well, going back to what we were just saying, I feel like now my defense, anytime I'm in trouble, I'm going to go, where's the can? All right. Mike, come on out, dude. What's going on here?
Your car's like just halfway through a school bus. The carnage.
No.
Is it right if I look through? I mean, if you can open it and...
Never let them look in your back. Never do that.
There's going to be like a big vibrator in there.
I don't really understand what y'all are...
We're just here because someone called and we're very concerned. Okay.
This is really highly offensive to me.
I got it.
Now you're offended.
That's why I'm trying to figure it out.
It's my vibrator, but I just put it in.
No.
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 Just... Okay. Do I get a ticket?
So...
No, why?
You did have a vibrator.
You buried yourself.
Listen, I was sitting on the water like this, and I just put it in there, and it was covered up, and I just had an orgasm. I'm sorry. I was stressed out.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hang tight for me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, if you admit to it, then you're going to jail.
She genuinely seems like she doesn't think she did anything wrong.
For the woman to admit that she was relieving some stress on the beach and nothing more. However, her stress relief, a.k.a. public indecency, in Georgia is punishable as a misdemeanor for the first and second convictions.
Oh, my God, a misdemeanor. I'm going to blow my head off.
A conviction can result in a felony conviction and a prison term between 1 and 5 years.
Just two other instances.
I mean, yeah.
People did see it. We didn't get a call for no reason.
I swear to God, I was sitting in the water. Nobody saw it.
I got you. Well, I mean, if nobody saw them, they wouldn't have called. Right.
Yeah, Jesus. Listen to yourself. You're too drunk.
Don't do this to me. Are you serious?
Do you want to take primary notice?
I'm wanted to take it since he's talking.
Okay.
Then maybe she's maybe the reason she was so embarrassed is because of how she's acting.
Yeah, she must be liquored up.
I didn't have any of my body parts out.
Someone called. It doesn't matter. A family saw it. They had kids.
Harry met Sally. Harry met Sally.
Do you think she thought she was gonna get like sex offender websited or something?
I think it's probably just the thing is, it's just once everyone, it's just when people like now your dad knows about it, you're fucking
well, and you're
your
also
boss.
Probably like wasted the moment you kill yourself too. You might also be like everyone's making fun of you, you get wasted, and you're like, all right, fucking.
It's just it's gotta feel like, oh my God, like I ruined my whole. Even though I mean, yeah, just wait it out. But it's got to feel like I've just ruined my whole life, and everyone in my everyone close to me hates me now.
Sure.
Or they think I'm a weirdo.
Well, I'm just gonna throw this in here, okay?
I'm just gonna put your dildo in here. All right. Yeah. Do you want to dig your beer with you, or
can I have it? Yeah, let her chug.
Yeah.
Yeah, chug it.
I'm a host, and this is Jesus Christ.
I'm hoping this is a prank.
I'm hoping this is a damn dream. This is a dream. Kicks the cop in the head. You can't touch me.
Due to the fact that there were children around, the charges against the woman could be stricter.
Indecent maybe you're right, Mike. Maybe it did
a misdemeanor
amp it up a bit.
But it can be charged as a felony if the victim is a
minor. Where'd we park the damn car?
Because when they mentioned that it was like a kid's, like kids of the
family.
Because that's very different. Because I remember the story, I told this a long time ago, about going to my girlfriend's birthday party
jacking
and seeing how many candles were on her cake and going, oh no, you've been lying to me about how old you are. Like, that was very embarrassing. And a bunch of my friends found out and like, or like, not even friends, like acquaintances at school and stuff. And like, it wasn't fun, and I felt very isolated at the time, but I didn't kill myself.
Mm.
But like, if I found out that, like, let's say I was like fucking 20 when it happened, maybe the situation would be very different, because like it involves like underage kids or like they said, like sex offender stuff.
If it's also just kind of blasted everywhere. But on the internet.
You're 25, so you're mature enough to handle it.
You know what? That's fair. Cause this was back before like internet shit was like social media was barely a thing. So it's like the only people that knew were like people that knew me. And so like,
well,
I became isolated, but from like 12 people, not from everybody.
You should have just fucked her 15-year-old friend and kicked her to the curb.
I should have put my dick
made
in a
them
hole.
Have a threesome together with you.
No, we haven't got an ID yet.
Can we split that cash up?
Have you stolen her fentanyl yet? Is your body cam on?
Let me look that vibrator real quick. Yep, it's pure.
Can you run a Georgia 27?
So how long afterwards was there like, was she charged with something? Because like, again, I feel like the context matters and why someone took such a dramatic thing.
I was cracking up. I mean, I'd be laughing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what are you going to do? Kill yourself about it? Shut up.
Okay. I mean, and she admitted to it, and she, you know, she said she had an orgasm on the beach. And
it probably had nothing other than to tell her to get out of there.
Yeah. I was talking about the drink.
I did that.
6 o'clock.
That would be awesome if that was on the menu, and you're like fucking like feel like Sherlock Holmes, like piecing something together in the last second. And you're like, yeah,
it's
the best.
Trendy sushi places always have sushi cups, stuff like that. Like,
Screaming
getting
orgasm.
Fucked in my mouth.
Yeah.
Well, that's my favorite cocktail, orgasm on the beach.
The world's best orgasm.
Sex on the beach with a bunch of whipped cream on top.
I got you. And I mean, to be completely honest with you, I really don't care what you did, you know, but again, someone saw it. So that's why we're here, you know?
Suddenly I can't bury myself in the sand and make a mermaid body and come.
That's all I have to say, you know?
The woman, Christina Glick, appeared to have been initially confused, then shocked, but cooperative, and was taken into custody and booked for indecent exposure and disorderly conduct. She was released shortly after her
arrest. What do you think the disorderly conduct
was? Reports and news stories, Christina sadly took her own life 8 months later.
Her family says
the Tybee Beach incident did not lead to her death.
They're saying
but instead she fell into alcohol and drug abuse.
Oh yeah, maybe something else was wrong in her life. The lady that was masturbating on the beach. She might have had other demons.
Especially when she literally said, like, I was just trying to like blow off some steam because I was having a bad day. Like, maybe that person's not like having the greatest
you
life.
Have a bad day.
I'm sure it didn't help, but I guess probably even with the other guy, I'm sure that other guy had other shit going on in his fucking day-to-day.
Wait, the cop 25 with a kid. Jesus.
Let's see,
you're flicking
report.
Your feet on the beach in your cot.
It's like, it's funny slash kind of I mean heartbreaking is not the right word, but it's like, oh man, my suicide article has to bring up that time I got arrested for masturbating
on
the beach.
My only reason I'm known otherwise. you may remember me from unrelated viral sensation, and you might talk about it for 45 minutes thinking it's related.
Remember 8 months ago that thing you forgot about? Well, it's back, and you only know about it because I'm dead.
You know, I think it's we can assume, even if this isn't related, this probably was a little bit related.
Yeah, no, I think so. But yeah,
breadcrumbs.
It wasn't like she was like, I'm going to do it, and then she was thinking back to the time she came on the beach. She's like, that was a good memory.
It's that meme when it's got the little domino, and then it's got the big domino.
Just like size of a door by the end.
Yeah, coming on the beach and getting arrested on camera.
Yeah, gunshot. Gunshot wound to the head.
It's never even occurred to me to jerk off on the beach, but that'd probably be nice.
Me? Unless you get sand on your dick.
Well, if you're land, let's say, well, she's in the water. Like, that seems like a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, that's
a
UTI.
It feels like she wasn't in the water, though. I think she initially said she was on a towel.
Because, like, let's say you're on one of those TikTok towels that they're like, look, it doesn't sink in the pool and sand comes right off. You're on one of those. It's not windy and you are on a private beach. Bro, I'll have one of the best jerk-off sessions I've ever had in my life.
I guess. I feel like sand's blowing around.
No, I'm saying it's not windy. It's not a windy day.
What am I jerking with? Kelp?
What?
Seaweed?
What? What do you mean with?
What am I going to jerk with? It's just sand?
What do you mean with? Your hand.
He's asking if you're using anything for
lubrication.
Any lubrication.
Oh, no. Just use your hand.
Yeah, he wants you to stinkfish it or whatever. Stalefish it.
I'm a stale fish on the beach. What am I, a damn fucking
what am I,
pelican?
Clifberg?
Yeah,
well, that's another sushi menu item.
Stale fish on the beach. Yeah.
There's a couple masturbation suicides for you. Put that in your fucking pipe and smoke.
That's my favorite System of a Down song.
let's see if there's something here before we head out. Before we head out and call it a goddamn night.
The old Dusty.
Yeah, the classic Jim and Them palate cleanser.
Oh, you know what? Keeping it on. I mean, part two is always perverts. So
is it?
Recently, you know, you got Big AJ, you got the masturbator. let me see. Where was this other one? Oh, actually, here it is. Just a Walmart pervert for you. It's not like a Dr. Pepper guy or anything like that. And, like, I think I saw something about Hugo. Like, Hugo doesn't like when we talk about perverts. But it's fucking, we're doing a service to you people out there, because you need to realize when you're just going out for your day to day.
Yeah, just when surrounded you're out by there, pedophiles.
You got to remember, you're surrounded by fucking monsters, all right?
Yeah.
There's fucking monsters out there.
That's what the takeaway we want to leave you with.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And one day rain's going to come, and it's going to clean out this trash like this. Maybe I'm the rain. Yeah. Maybe I'm God's tool. Maybe I'm God's perfect tool to eliminate the trash.
It's time to get organized, Mike. Some Taxi Driver references for you.
Ah.
Huh? What you trying to do?
Whatever you want to do.
Okay, bet. I got you. You got a number?
Huh?
I said, you got a number?
Yeah.
What's your number?
He's like out of breath, horny.
Wait. So what you trying to do, though? Like,
what do you want to do?
What you trying to do?
He's coy.
I want to play with your dick.
Real?
Yeah. This is what I'm saying, man. This shit is eye-opening to me. There's fucking monsters out there, Mike.
Oh, yeah, hey, Yor. His name is Yor. He has a monster's name.
I guess there's just like nothing about this that I want to like revel in.
I'm not reveling in it. I'm just like, I'm thinking in my day to day, I would walk into Walmart. This guy would be greeting
hey,
me.
How's it
and
going,
I'd
Roy?
Be like, oh, that's a nice guy. Like he's probably, you know, retired and he doesn't want to just stay at home, so he does this gig for a little bit. Maybe he gets like some sort of insurance out of it or something. He's got a family. No, he's a fucking weirdo, and you got to remind yourself that. Because life ain't fucking.
But this guy was like
cream.
Did this guy walk? Like, how did this come across?
I want to play with your dick.
No, but I know. I'm not even trying to defend this guy, but I'm saying like an adult came up to you and like talked to you about it, like, and that's your thing. What, like, in the, at the end of the day, what's actually wrong here?
That he's
wrong
gay.
Is that no? What's wrong is this guy can't fucking put it away for his shift at Walmart.
Yeah,
go take that shit to the fucking bathhouse. Go take that shit to the rest areas or whatever.
Yeah, he's gonna fuck Batboy or whatever.
The black kid's like dragging it out of him.
No, he said, "Well, what do you want to do?" We don't know.
He said it like 9 times
because we don't know what happened before this.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
this guy could have been like hovering around him the whole time.
Yeah,
and then fucking dropping some innuendo talking about the chicken yodeler or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, but Mike makes a great point. What if this guy didn't have a cake with the candles representing how old he was on him?
What do you want to do?
What you trying to do? What you want?
I want to play with your dick.
God damn it, your... Yeah.
Why does he want to play with his dick?
Yeah. You want to meet me up there?
There is like, I want to suck your dick.
I got you.
I don't get it.
Mr. Roy. I'm 14.
Huh?
I said I'm 14. You don't care?
Are you going to be up there?
Yeah, I'm 14, though. I said I'm 14.
What size you got?
What size I got?
I mean, yeah, now he's a creep.
I think he thinks, but is he misconstruing and think he's talking about his 14-inch cock?
I mean, if he's understanding that the guy's saying I'm a 14-year-old, which I don't think this guy is, but either way, regardless of how old he actually is, if he's saying I'm 14, this guy doesn't care, like, sure. I'm not a monster. I'm simply saying, like, who knows, like,
the thing is,
a man was propositioned and a video was taken. But if he thought he was being propositioned by a child and he's still like, fuck yeah, let's do a little boy. Like, then he's a creep.
The thing is, I can't help but being bewildered every time this shit pops up on my feed where it's like another weirdo doing weird stuff. I'm like, why are these guys always doing weird stuff all the time?
Being weird.
I guess I would never see this stuff if I wasn't on this show.
Yeah, we
and I'd
shed
be
a
fine
light
never seeing it because it doesn't change my opinion on like that's
keep
bad.
Your head
it's
on
bad.
A swivel.
Yes, says the who puts their head in the sand? The flamingo?
The ostrich.
I also don't want to watch beheading videos.
Said the ostrich to the thief.
Like,
yeah, wolf mother ostrich.
I also don't want to
way out of here.
I don't want to watch someone get beheaded or shot or killed.
I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, that's
I'm just
the
saying,
world.
I don't
want to
see
that's
that stuff
news.
Either. That doesn't mean that I'm like ignorant.
No, but news. I'm just saying. But like, I just don't get the point. Like, the thing is, I don't want to watch this stuff either. But the thing is, that's why I'm like surprised and bewildered because you start to think like, man, things are getting better. And then you're like, wait, they're not getting better at all. Yeah. They're getting worse.
I never think things are getting better.
No, not you. I'm just talking about the collective. Like, you start to feel like, all right, you know, technology's better. We can, like, keep track of our children. We can protect people, whatever it might be.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like,
no.
You know, you watch movies about the 70s, and now the 70s were just a goddamn buffet.
It was fucking Wild Wild West. Yeah. You didn't even have to try to kidnap someone. Just you could accidentally kidnap a child and kill them without, well, like, any attempt.
You could just openly date them, too, also. They're just like, oh, yeah. She's really cool.
Yes, yeah.
This is my cool muse.
This is my wife now.
And, I mean, I get it. I like this dude's looking more for like clicks or whatever. But also, I'm all about like just kind of shaming a lot of these people. Like, shame. No, put them out there.
Yeah, name shame them. Shame. Roy,
I'm not even saying it's bad. I'm just saying I don't want to sit and watch it though. That's just because it's okay for it
but
to happen.
But I also
I think it's a good idea to have a sex offender website. That doesn't mean I'm like reading everybody's name all day on the website.
But I think
what's the point of the website if nobody reads it?
True. Also, but I do think there's humor here because the humor is just in the boldness and ridiculousness. If someone wrote this, if I'm watching a drama movie and they wrote this, I'd be like, the fuck?
And
come
he's
on.
Like, yeah.
You could have written something like better than that.
He's like, I'm 14. Yeah. He's like, oh, that's fine.
That would never happen. He wouldn't ask you four times and he'd lean in and say, I want to touch your dick.
But maybe this is just a call me by your name situation. It's actually a beautiful thing about gay relationships.
True.
You can just have sex with little boys.
I'm 14, though. I said I'm 14.
What size you got?
What size I got? I'm not sure. I'm only 14. You don't care?
He just says it again.
You ain't gonna say nothing, are you?
Do you want your dick played with?
I'm 14.
He's tired of the runaround.
I told you what.
Why is he looking at his phone? Like, isn't it not? Well, I guess you're an old man. You don't understand how technology works.
Also doesn't seem to understand him saying he's 14. So I think, like, a lot of delusions oldness is just happening
he
all around.
He thinks this helps that it's like a contract. Like, all right, will you agree to have sex with me, a 14-year-old boy? All right, son. All right. I'll show you the pet cemetery later. Some things should stay there.
He's totally that guy. He's absolutely that guy.
Yeah, he's come to life three different times, get sucked by 14-year-olds, or play with their dead.
Sometimes 14 is better.
that kid slices his ankle.
I got you. I'm 14, though. You ain't gonna say nothing, are you?
I'll be up at the far side.
What time you get off?
11 o'clock.
I'm 14, though.
Huh?
I'm 14.
That's so funny you could say that.
You don't care? You don't care?
I get off at 11 o'clock.
I'm 14, though.
What's that?
I'm 14.
What's that?
14.
Yeah. You don't care?
You can't that big, is it?
Now, see, he does think he's talking about his dick.
He thinks he's talking about the length of his...
To be fair to the old pervert.
Half the time he doesn't know what he's saying, but the rest of the time he thinks it's about something entirely different.
Well, yeah, because he can't believe he's talking to the blind side right here, telling him that he's 14.
Well, yeah. This guy's...
I ain't never had no bed to like, suck my dad off in.
Claim you're an age that's even probable.
Oh, Jesus. What size you got?
Oh, the 14. You do see every year. There's just like this 14-year or this 13-year-old Pee Wee football player.
Yeah,
he's 8 feet tall. Little
LeGarrette
with a mustache.
Little LeGarrette Blunt's like, I'm getting my driver's license tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
14 inches. You ain't that big. Dumbass old gay guy. How are you a country bumpkin retard gay guy? You're like, well, bye bye, I do declare.
You know what? Yeah, maybe I should have. Maybe they were too pervert heavy on this one. I should have went to the story about the lady that left her wheelchair son to die in the wildfires.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about that shit?
What? Yeah, did she like? No. Did he survive too?
I don't know. She said that he
Dude,
was
if
like.
He survived. He's about to become a fucking Marvel villain. Yeah.
She said he was like, "You got to leave me. You got to save yourself." And most people were like, "What? Which maybe that was true, but what was wild to me is I was reading all the replies and they were all like. She just wanted to get rid of that burden. Every reply was completely like, nah, something's fishy going on.
What if it's like Armada, where it's like, leave me, but like, you don't have to, but you could, like, you can save me and yourself. This isn't a required, like, leaving heroicism moment. But she was like, whatever, okay, I guess I will.
Yeah, she pressed renegade and just ran out the door instead of
she left triggers.
It would be great if that guy with no pants was in LA and he just drove into the fire after they're like, hey, he's like,
did that guy somehow, did the son live? No way. Hold on. What was her name? We're not going to watch this. We don't need to watch the story, but I want to see.
Yeah, he lived. They threw him off the Spartan cliff, and then he lived.
He said, Mom, leave me.
Well, sadly, actually, he died in the blaze.
Mom, don't leave me.
Oh, does say he died? Oh, I didn't even see it. Okay. Yeah.
I can't believe she's doing an interview. This is like SH all over again. Why would you be doing an interview?
You know what? We are going to watch. It's only a minute long. It really is. Just keep this shit to yourself. Just be like, I wasn't home.
You only would do that if you're like, I'm fine with it.
Someone probably accused her, and they were either going to like hound her or she has to talk about it, and it probably looks worse if you
The ghost
it.
Of the, her son accuses her and hounds her every night.
The telltale Jacob
Marley.
Heart.
Yeah. Jacob Marley visited her.
If you're trying to make like a Japanese horror happen to you, let your mongoloid son burn in a fire and see what happens. Nook,
my baby. And he died needlessly.
His mom, Shelley, revealing the litany of letdowns as the Palisades.
Oh, we're
fire.
Doing alliteration.
Why are they doing that?
Litany of letdowns. Oh, it's me, LA News.
Hi, Willy Wonka
she's
here.
She's British too. Why is she British? Why is everyone British in LA?
The wheelchair boy's journey to death started when his mom left him.
Oh, thank God the cabana didn't burn down. The tiki hut. The tiki hut still stands.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, we're in the tiki tiki tiki. Tiki 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 room.
Yeah, I'm hanging at that bar where that lady that killed herself got arrested.
She's like eating a Dole Whip.
Died needlessly.
His mom, Shelley, revealing the litany of letdowns as the Palisades fire approached.
Guess what didn't work? 911. All the phone lines were down.
Rory, who was born blind with cerebral palsy, lived in a self-contained cottage on the property. Embers were raining down. Shelley's hoses ran dry.
What's that
he
face?
Said,
look at her face.
She looks like a crazy lady.
Go back. Yeah, look at her.
Yeah. Mom, don't leave me. Help.
Which is terrible because if she's telling the truth, no one will believe her.
No. You can't look like that in a picture and then expect anyone to believe that you left your son for any good reason.
She's classic. She's the classic, like, go ahead, scream. No one will ever believe you.
Yeah.
Like, no one's ever going to listen to you.
No wire hangers.
The kid in the wheelchair with palsy is Bill Murray, and she's someone eating at a restaurant.
He said, Mom, leave me. And I leave the kid. And I've got a broken arm. I couldn't lift him. I couldn't move him.
She drove 400 meters through the smoke to her local fire station for help.
They said, we've got no water. And I said, oh, my God, my son is locked in his room.
Well, crews closer to sea level had
very,
water.
Very different than a woman. That is a woman different.
I didn't realize that there was that
She
detail.
Can't pick him up and carry him. So she's like, fuck, I need to go straight to the fireman and say, come help my son. Like, that's very, very different than I left my son to die because he asked me to. Those are like entirely different things.
Yeah, megaloman. Megalomom. I love you, megalomom.
Oh, megalomom.
In the mountains, they were armed only with axes and couldn't stop the
only
flames
with axes.
Taking over.
Anxiously, they awaited. Yeah. This guy keeps trying to make himself the star.
Is
of
this
the fucking
what
story.
All their news is like?
Extra, extra. Read all about it.
Department
ain't no
brought
water
me back.
In Los Angeles.
His cottage was burnt to the ground.
British-born, Rory moved to Australia as a child. Shelley wrote a book about his determination to walk and see. He even appeared on Australian TV.
Was this not even in LA, by the way? Where was this?
No, they said the Palisades fires.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because it's like, oh, now we're in Australia?
Yeah, no, it really does feel like she's the moment in the movie where it's like, I promise I'm going to come back. Nothing will happen to you. I'll get back in time. And then she just doesn't get back in time. That's more what
this
story
feels like.
Yes,
that sounds more like, yeah, which I wasn't aware of. I just saw the headline about, like, a mom leaving her kid, and all the replies were like, she wanted to get rid of him. Yeah. She was done with
his
ass.
This is like an I Am Legend, like, dog moment more than it is a, like, heartlessly leaving someone to die, like, because you're selfish and weird moment.
Although, so do you think maybe she, I Am Legend, dogged him though, snapped his neck before she left?
Oh,
I just do. To be like, well, maybe I, Jim, that would be Jim, good.
I think that
I would actually prefer it because that'd be better than burning alive, I suppose.
Well, she clearly thought, because she said like she drove what 400 feet?
Meters.
That's not what the meters. That is, yeah. She clearly thought she was close enough to grab someone and just be like, I simply need someone who can carry him to my car, please. Like, she clearly thought she had time.
Mm. It's not what happens to you in life.
It's what you do right at the counts.
Rory is not yet part of the official death toll. Cadaver dogs will be needed to find his
Jesus, I didn't need to know that. Do, 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 do. I didn't need
cadaver
to.
Dogs.
What do, the do, fuck? Do,
do. Well, they can't identify him. He's mere ashes.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, once was a boy. It's just ashes.
Even his wheelchair?
Cadaver dogs.
What, do, 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 do. What temperature can melt a wheelchair?
I don't know. It has to be hot enough I to think melt this passports.
There's a thermite. There's some thermite paint involved.
There's thermite paint. Yeah, definitely. Let's see the destruction of that house, of that cottage. How did it go down?
That shit all just got eaten up, huh?
Yeah.
All those houses just got eaten. You know what? That reminded me. I was cleaning up. I was taking down Christmas decorations this week. And I just wanted to throw something on that like I wouldn't really pay attention to, just to have something on. So I put on Two Bears, One Cave, the fucking Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer. Because it was on my homepage and it was LA Fires was like the thumbnail.
Oh, God.
So I was like,
how did Bert make it immediately about him?
It was like mild curiosity, like, all right, what the fuck is this? And it's so funny though, because within like the first 5 minutes, they're going into like, they're talking about, you know, how rough it is, blah, blah, blah. And then it just cuts right to like, Manscaped. Make sure you get your, like, it was so fucking.
Use two Bears, One Cave. You get 15 off your first Quip toothbrush.
It was like.
They got to get cadaver dogs. Yeah. They couldn't
It was like, I get it, because it wasn't even like YouTube ads. It was their, it would cut in with their live read.
Yeah, their live read.
Which I get it. You know, I guess you got sponsors, but you couldn't pull your sponsors out of your fucking LA Fire. Or at the very least, at the top, be like, hey, man, the proceeds of this going to go to the fire department, going to go to the LA,
there's
whatever
more
the fuck it is.
There's ways to do it.
It made me laugh so hard that, it was literally like within 5 minutes, they're like, yeah, man, it's so wild. I was doing this, and, you know, a PA I knew, people think it's all rich people, but this guy, he's like a grip. He works on sets. His house is completely gone. Make sure you get, Manscaped. Use code BEARS or whatever the fuck.
Good Lord.
But, yeah. So
when
that's
I'm sleeping
fun.
On my Casper mattress, I'm gonna have nightmares of this Palisades fire.
And then speaking of that, because I only turned it on because I watch a lot of Red Bar, and Red Bar is always shitting on those guys. And I was watching an old Red Bar, and he was talking about how Tom Segura and this is old news. I don't follow him, so I didn't know about this.
Oh, when he flipped out.
He Instagrammed being at like a rich restaurant and they were eating freeze-dried butterflies. What a piece of shit.
That's funny.
What a sack of shit.
That's a real like,
that's funny
thing
if you
do
that as a bit.
Well, it's you do that, you don't share that with everybody.
Yeah.
How are you the fucking the
man of the people?
Yeah, yeah.
He leaned into because he for real flipped out on like American Airlines like employee on Twitter, famously.
Like,
and then he tried to lean
in,
and then he
out?
Tried to like lean into it like I'm getting the most expensive croissant from blah, blah, blah. Like, to kind of play it off like I'm being the heel.
Well, was it a you don't know who I am kind of thing?
It was like
I'm famous, treat me better.
He called people stupid pores and stuff and like had a bit real crash out.
Yeah, trying to be like, you can't. Because
he had the crash out, then he tried to angle it into,
I'm doing this on purpose. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. I used to watch his show. And then he just slowly got worse and worse. And
it is funny how both of them seem to have fallen out of like the Rogan circle.
Yeah, nobody they never talk about like they're on the roasts and no one ever brings up like their parts being good.
I do remember because the last roast I watched was the Tom Brady one, and their part was especially bad. Like they tried to do some sort of bit and it was really bad.
Oh shit, did you win your roast?
Oh, yeah. How was your roast battle?
Oh, were you talking to me? Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't win. But we had the best roast section. I think we both did great.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's good.
But they said you lost?
Johnny did great, too. He's like, he's also good.
So then you feel like you can lose with Grace in this case? You feel okay?
He had three jokes that hit. Mine, one of them didn't hit as good. But I think we were clearly the best. There was one where it was just a girl versus a guy, and it was, like, embarrassing.
So then you guys are like NXT, where it's, like, two young, like people that still care about your craft, like, trying really hard to put on a good match, and everybody else was just like, yeah, whatever, we're on the main roster already. We're not even going to try.
Oh, I mean, they were fine, too, but I think we clearly had the best one, and we were first goated.
Did he have a joke that cut you to your bone?
He said I look like every boy from South Park.
Put together?
Yeah, which is, I think, funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah. You look like every boy from South Park put together, and I said, you look like Timmy, because he just sort of looks like that guy.
Okay. Yeah,
both got a good laugh.
Well, is it even like about, did the winners even get anything? Or is it just about the show? It's just about the theme for the show?
Is it about the clout?
Or is there like a prize, an actual prize?
There's not really like, I assume they'll just ask me to do more. There wasn't really a prize on there. They had a hair match where two people got their head shaved.
Well, then having a good section was the prize.
Yeah, we were the first match of the night, essentially. So we just got the crowd popping. Okay. And then it kind of went downhill from there as far as like reaction.
Got them.
No beef, but we were clearly the best.
All right, that's
shout
good,
out Johnny Ravenscroft.
I still think you should have won. I think you should have won, Jeff. I was there.
Yeah, you were there.
I was there, and I was just like, oh, Jeff's killing this guy.
Favorite part of the show.
I mean, it's almost impossible to not say like directed by. Directed by was an insane moment.
Yeah, the twisted mind of Vincent Scortia. Vincent Scortia.
Vincent Scortini.
The other director, Jeff Siegel, and co-writer, he has other credits. Vincent Scortia has no other credits besides hooking up, unfortunately. I'd like to celebrate his work.
Yeah. Maybe afterwards he went home and killed himself.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully he falls in the shoes of masturbating beach lady and fucking no pants barista guy.
Yeah.
One
could only help.
What else? What a show we have. You know, sometimes I got to learn about the chicken pig yodel Japan thing.
Yeah.
We got to listen to the Rizzler rap a little bit, which is always fun. Eric in the chat, drunk call from Jessica.
Yeah.
It's funny because I kind of knew she was drunk, but I didn't want to guess that she. I didn't know her voice well enough to fully throw that out there.
Sure,
I didn't in case I was wrong. You know what I mean?
She did seem like she was a little more like.
She
wild
did mention
and
she
free.
Had a bunch of shots, but just,
before she said that, like, she seemed a little looser than normal.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm three bottles, Jim. I mean, I've been there. I get it. Yeah. Sometimes you're just having fun. Nothing wrong with that. Jack, kudos for playing Superman's Dead by Our Lady Peace, of course.
Wait, who said that?
Jack in the YouTube chat.
Hell yeah, Jack. Yeah. I always love when someone appreciates Our Lady Peace. Again, underappreciated heroes of alternative rock. You know who else is an underappreciated set of heroes, Jim?
Who's that?
Jeff, do you know who?
Who?
It's us, you guys. It's
us.
And if you want to find all the reasons why, you can go to patreon.com/JimAndThem, where you can find all sorts of bonus Jim and Them content. If you like us, you think we're funny, but you want to try something a little different, a little not quite what we're doing here on the show, but a fun version of us nonetheless, you can go to patreon.com/JimAndThem, get all sorts of cool bonus content. There is even a free tier. You can jump on there. Make a free tier account, cost you nothing. You get to listen to a bunch of shows, and you can go, hey, is this for me? And odds are, based on how many people have been joining lately, the answer will be yes, this is for me. So join all of the awesome people hearing all sorts of bonus shows, literally, nearly, essentially an unlimited amount of content, because we've been on there for like over a decade, and there's so many things waiting for you. In fact, I brought this up, I don't remember where. I think it was at the beginning of this show, but I'll mention it again. Rebooty Call.
Yes.
Was a show that we did where we would do like our version of what we think a reboot of a movie could be. And there is one for Goonies. So if you have not listened to any of the episodes of Rebooty Call, pre-endorsement to my normal endorsement, look up Rebooty Call and listen to those episodes on Patreon. But Jim, What's some of the newer stuff people can anticipate?
Oh my God, we watched the recent release Kraven. You can watch the movie Kraven, the Sony cinematic Spider-Man villain universe. The ultimate climax, as it appears there will not be any more of them. And you might even be able to watch a good amount of it in 1.5.
Yeah, the
that's green, our twist.
The Green Goblin held Gwen Stacy in one hand and the villain Spider-Man universe in the other hand.
But yeah, Kraven's currently available for the movie commentary. We also have a show where Mike and I look forward to movie releases for 2025, what we're excited about, so we'll be able to see how our list pan out by the end of the year. We also have a new episode of Caddy Studs Investigation. That's right, CSI Las Vegas. That is our true crime podcast. Someone had requested a video version of that, so that's available in audio and video. Because sometimes we do pull up pictures of these killers and stuff like that, so and we goof on them. So it is handy to have the video. And you can follow along with us as we learn about serial killers. Like I said shortly ago, the 70s and, you know, before then were like a buffet if you're a rapist, murderer, torturer guy.
Just do black prostitutes.
A cornucopia of opportunities. You want to kill someone? Find any gay person and you're just allowed to do it, apparently. Jim, we did our top 10 movies of the year, didn't we?
Yes, that's not up yet, but that will be going up shortly. Our 2024 top 10 films probably be up this week on patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Fantastic. Jim, what do people want to showswhatyouknow.com?
Showswhatyouknow.com. I host a podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss television shows. We were back from our hiatus. There's a new episode we discuss. It was before the finale of Skeleton Crew, but we discussed some Skeleton Crew. We talk a little bit about stuff Jacob's been watching. We're going to be gearing up. Severance is back on Apple TV. It's only been fucking 3 years or whatever the fuck it's been since these goddamn shows, man. They take forever. But yeah, we'll be talking Severance and some other shows that are in season right now. So you can hear that and more at showswhatyouknow.com.
Jeff Murphy, what is going on besides you in my heart and mind winning your roast battle?
Just a lot of, you know, just getting back in the comedy scene, giving back to the community on there. I've been driving to Bikini Baristas and just showing them my ass.
Doing your part.
I face backwards and I come through. And I would say, can I ask you a question? Is this coffee hot?
You Ace Ventura, your ass to the baristas?
Yeah. And then, I go home and kill myself. But I can't die. It turns out I'm immortal.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Yeah. See, I'm no longer concerned with this mortal coil because it no longer applies to me. So I'm going to keep driving to talking to those baristas with my ass.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
All right, my endorsement, I've got two, and they are counter-endorsements to each other, two sides of the same coin, if you will.
Excellent.
Let's call it Tails, is to not look up the trailer for the movie Companion.
Yes, don't
It is the movie that, in many ways, is a follow-up to Barbarian. Not exactly, but in a lot of ways, it kind of is. It's the movie he was supposed to do, but it still feels like it is being treated like, hey, this is like the next movie if you liked Barbarian. Do not watch that trailer, but in, like a month? I believe it's like the 19th of next month or something. Go and see the movie.
No, it's in like 2 weeks.
Oh, shit, is that soon?
Yeah. It's 31st or something.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was that soon. Hell yeah.
It's actually playing, I think, on the 24th at a theater in town. Oh, maybe okay. AMC or something.
I have my tickets already, but I don't have like pre tickets. Yeah. So my endorsement is to see that movie, but don't watch that trailer. And then the other side of that coin is to look up the trailer for Until Dawn, which was a video game that they are like to an extent adapting into a movie. And our boy, friend of the show, David F. Sandberg,
yes,
of Lights Out and Annabelle and Shazam fame, is making it. It's cool as hell. It is all the things I like. I'm super into the trailer. idiots are saying it looks bad, and dummies, the vocal minority, are clowning on it. Don't
unbiased for nothing but fairs, but dummies and fools.
Yeah, dumb shits and
are
assholes.
Coming after our friend, our best friend.
Yeah, morons are going after our boy, friend of the show, David S. Sandberg. Do not be one of those people. So look at the trailer and decide for yourself, but let me strongly influence you that the trailer is very good. So those are my two sides of the same coin. Don't look up Trailer's Companion, but see the movie. And do look up the trailer for Until Dawn. And perhaps if it's like on YouTube or Twitter or something, share it or like it so that the vocal minority of morons saying it's bad can get shut the fuck down for friend of the show, David F. Sandberg.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word. Cuntworms.